Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 15th of February, Yudches Teves, Barav Gesh and Dunna, Hilchas Brochas Part 5, Birchas Shahakoil.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning.
I have to apologize because normally I try and find a catchy title to my share. And this time it's just called Birchas Shahakoil, which is quite a boring title. So I have two reasons why. Reason number one is because they asked me quite late tonight what the title will be, and I was too tired to think of something clever. I just said Shahakoil. Reason number two is we're going to learn that Shahakoil is a unique thing. Shahakoil patterns up everything. Yeah. If you make Shahakoil on anything, it works. So I thought, just like Shahakoil patterns up all types of food, it will also patter up my need to think of a clever title, and therefore that's it.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Shahakoil is unique bracha. We discussed that Shahakoil works on every single food. It's not l'chatchila on every single food. We'll learn soon which foods require a Shahakoil, which foods don't. But if you would say Shahakoil by mistake, with the Eved, on any single food, it would work and you would not need to make another bracha. That's the uniqueness of Shahakoil. Now, agar, people don't know this, the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin points out that also mezoinus works the same way. Were you to make a mezoinus b'di'eved on any food other than water and salt, because the Rav says those are not zayin, those don't satiate, but any food apart from water and salt, were you to make a mezoinus, it would also work like Shahakoil b'di'eved. Now why is it only b'di'eved? The word Shahakoil ni'e b'dvaro, everything Hashem made will happen by his utterance, that should be the chatchila. On that, the Achronim explained that we try to say for each bracha, a bracha about that food. We try to make it as I can't think of the right word now, but as specific to that food as possible. So much so that even in different types of vegetables, the Machlokes in the Mishnah, do you divide those up? And if you hold a hold, you say on Deshoim, which are a type of Boire Mine Deshoim. You try and make as specific as possible. However, Shahakoil is a very general bracha, it incorporates everything. Therefore, there's two inyanim in every bracha. There's one inyan that Rebbe Malin and the Chazon Ish all explain this concept. There's one inyan that Chazal were masakin a bracha on a food. They were masakin a hamotzi on bread, a mazoinus on cake, hadoma on vegetables. But also, without the fact that Chazal were masakin it, there's a problem. Mara says, "Osa lihonnois ma'olam hazeh b'li bracha." They're not allowed to have benefit from this world without first thanking Hashem. The Gemara makes it sound like if were you to have benefit from this world without thanking Hashem, you would be over gezela. You ke'ilu stole this item of food from Hashem. Therefore, for the Achronim, when you make a Shahakoil, en hachanami, you're not saying the right bracha, the chazara masakim. Yeah, because they want you to make a hamotzi, and you went and you made a Shahakoil. However, one cannot say you were over of being nehene, benefiting from this world without first blessing Hashem. Because you did bless Hashem. You say that Hashem makes everything, and that includes this. And therefore, but the evidence is always going to be okay, because you always got rid of the osa lehonlois olam hazeh b'li bracha. But it's not l'chatchila, because you're not saying the right bracha for that specific food that chazal were masak. Okay. So the Mishnah says, that v'teim v'nalaf in brachas, kitam v'rachan al-peiris, al-peiris ha'ilam v'oyme, boire pri ha'eitz, you make on fruits ha'eitz. Yeah, the shaila, what's called a tree, what's not called a tree, what's called a bush, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, it's complicated, which bracha you make on them, Mitzvah, part 6. Chutz min hayayin, on wine, even though wine is inherently from a tree, you make a new bracha, bari pri hagefen. And then the Gemara says, on everything from the ground, you make hadoma, apart from bread, because even though bread starts off from the ground, because it's choshev, we make a ha-moti. That's the first Mishnah in Ketan Baruch. There's another Mishnah in Daf Mem Omid Beis. Says the Mishnah,
Va'al
Dovar
She'ein.
Because it's choshev, because it's the most choshev
thing.
Correct. Al Lechem L'Yichye Ha'odom, the Chosuk says. It's a staple food of our everyone. Though if you eat enough cake, we once asked you could make a hamotzi as well. So you have to be a rather gluttonous fellow to be able to eat so much cake. Va'al Dovar She'ein G'dolim Min Ha'aretz. Something that's not grown from the land. Oimer Shahakoil Nia Bidvori. So something that doesn't grow from the ground, it's random, it just comes, we'll see what we're talking about. You make a Shahakoil.
If you grow tomatoes on water,
Oh yeah, mushrooms. Mushrooms, which are not grown from the ground, they don't take their sustenance from the ground, they would make a shakal. The Gemara said, very good. Says the Gemara, Tanarabanon, Davar She'en Demar, it's Kagoin, what are we talking about? Basa, meat, of behemoth, chayas, oifas, or chicken as well, v'dogim, and fish, you would make a shakal. Al hacholof, on milk, al beitzim, on eggs, al gvina, on cheese. Again, all these things come from animal, don't come from the ground, you make a shakal. Then he said a new thing, we'll discuss more linked later, al hapas she'ipsha, al yayin she'hikrim. Food that became a bit moldy, a bit less good tasting than it's supposed to be, if it's still edible, it would be have a downgrade. Even though it used to be a hamotzi or a hagefen, now because it's not as good, you downgrade the bracha. Shakal is the lower grade bracha, as we will see. That depends. Depends if it's fried or if it's baked and if it still has a tzura of pas or not. That's a good shine. That's a good shine. That again, maybe mention brachas part 7. Says the Mechaber in Reish Yud Aleph Gimel. Oh, you have a few foods in front of you. You're not sure what to take a bracha on first. Have you lefan of dava shebrachasai boire priyot? You have an apple. V'dava shebrachasai shehakol, and you have a cup of water. Boire pri ha'et koidemis. You're supposed to first make a bracha on the ha'et. Shehi chashuva. It's a more chashuva bracha. Why is it more chashuv? She'ein lo poiteres el adava echad. It's more specific. It only passes up this type of food, not all different types of food, and therefore it's considered more chashuv. V'chein ha'adama and shehakol. You'll make a boire pri ha'adama first. Explains the Mishnah Berurah that filu, even if you have a chavivus, even if you prefer the shahakal you would always make last because it's less of a choshev brach. So again, here we see a concept we said before that let's say if any food had a downgrade, you would make a shahakal. Therefore, if you take, we've discussed this once in the past, you take a fruit and you would blend it into a compote, or you make it into a smoothie, it's now lost its chashivas of the fruit, because it's no longer recognizable that this applesauce ever came from an apple. You have to be a real clever guy to see the apple in the applesauce. Therefore, the bracha on any such hadoma or ha'etz, which lost its tzura, which is no longer recognizable, would be downgraded to a hadoma, and that's what we do. We make hadoma on all these types of liquids that came from other foods, but now have lost their tzura. Shackle, what did I say? Apologies. Delete that from the record. Okay. Mashed potatoes is a good shiloh. Mashed potatoes, if you cannot recognize that potatoes would be a shackle, it's arguable whether or not you can see it's a potato or not. That's a good shiloh.
And can you have tropical with orange bits in it, set on the counter with orange bits?
Doesn't make a difference. That will be bottled to the juice, and the juice would should be a shackle. Unless you say that roiv oranges nowadays are grown for its juice, then it could be a tzad, I'll pee a rashba to make our eight. But the ma'aseh, I've never really met anyone make eight up on oranges, and the minute you make shakal, whatever happens, because there'll be other shayim there, and that'll be a shakal. Okay. Now, huadin, if you eat something, and it's not regular way to be eaten, what do I mean by that? Look, the Mishnah Berurah, Reish, hey, it says Mishnah Berurah. The Bechabos Tachma, if you had, let's say, a vegetable, which is normally only able to be eaten when it's cooked. Because some vegetables don't taste nice while they're raw. And you want to go and eat it while it's raw. Even though it's a vegetable, and it's grown from the ground, the bracha would be shahakal. For example, says the Mishnah Berurah.
Or carrots.
No, not a carrot. A carrot is equally edible, cooked or raw. And therefore, a carrot would be a hadamah in both oifanim. A potato, I'm not even sure. Potato might even work. Potato might be inedible. If something's inedible raw, you might not make a bracha at all. But let's say an onion. An onion, it's not normal to eat a raw onion. Yeah, you never meet someone who goes out, coil for a little break, takes a bite of an onion, and goes back inside. Yeah, that's your thing.
Same thing
with garlic. Great. So all these, a food that is edible, yeah, an onion is edible, but just it's not the way to eat it. You wouldn't normally eat an onion raw. The bracha of an onion while eaten raw would be a shehakal. Who are then? Were you to take a piece of lettuce and cook it in a pan, then you would make a shehakal on the lettuce, because it's not normal to eat a lettuce cooked, and therefore only if you eat it in its optimum state, in its normal state to eat it, would you have to make a shehakal? Apples again, both. Apples are edible both ways, and therefore if it's recognizable that it's still an apple, you would make a adama even though it's cooked. Sorry. Now, even though we said an onion is not normally eaten raw, and therefore be a shahakal, there's a shayla about onions. What's a shayla? There's halacha in Bishul Akum, that anything that is nech or chai, anything that is shayach to be eaten raw, were going to cook it, you would not have a problem of Bishul Akum. Only the problem of Bishul Akum is that goy did something that's considered choshev in this food, and a food that was edible before the goy came along, and edible after the goy came along, is not called a Bishul, it's a Bishul Akum, and there's no chashash you'll come to marry, intermarry with this goy, because he didn't do anything choshev to you. If he made you a good steak, I understand, you'll feel warm to him. I had this inedible piece of steak, and now he made it a beautiful steak, I might feel warm towards him. But anything that was already edible before is irrelevant what the guy did, yeah? The shayla, how edible must it be? Is an egg considered nech or chai or not? We must know that a guy cannot cook you an egg, but that's the rule of Bishul Akum. Now, an onion. Is there Bishul Akum on onions? See what we're saying now, one could propose that if an onion is considered a shahakal when eaten raw, because it's not eaten in its ideal state, perhaps you could say it's not called nechel, it's not called that it's edible raw, and therefore we're going to fry up onions, it'll be a problem. I was in Kosher King recently, and they have their fried onions, with all these American hashem, and says in it, Bishul Yisrael. It's clear that the onion, fried onion company, is of the opinion that an onion is considered not edible when raw, and therefore they're machmeh that only a yid is allowed to cook it. However, it's not so simple. Yes.
Every salad has raw onions in it.
Oh, very good. There's a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Mamash like you're saying, he said, if there's a food that it's inherently edible, however, it's only edible with other things. Let's say you have a salad with raw onion, or a burger with onion on top. Then you bite into it, no problem. You eat it, no problem.
Not herring.
Or herring. Herring, is, it could be it's considered kovosh in the oil, and therefore it won't really be called raw per se. There's a tzad that an onion is called davar charef, and therefore if you cut it with a knife, always the onion can chafe up the kitchen. If the onion sat in oil first, it loses charifas. It really has some sort of change to it, which is true. I mean, you're right. No one bites into a raw onion, but people do eat the onions from the herring. It's not that could not a marmish a good right, but since we can't eat raw onions al-yadei taruvas with other food, therefore, the gabe bishul akum, an onion would kutsutoy, be called ne'echol chai, because that's enough, and therefore there's no need for the Kosher King fried onion company to be machne on Bishul Yisrael, because there's no issa Bishul Akum about this. Now, the not good about this, kushutoy, what would happen if I ate a piece of raw fish? What bracha would I make on raw fish? That's fine.
Sushi.
So we'll get a second. Raw fish. So the Gemara in Shabbos, the Kuchoche, says that raw fish is mukta on Shabbos. The reason for that being, is because it's inedible. You can't eat raw fish, it's mukta, no purpose on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara there says that raw meat is edible, because it's royal le'echel le'umso, you could eat it, you could somehow eat raw meat. I think nowadays they call it carpaccio. It's shy to eat meat that hasn't been cooked. Now, in the Gemara's days, raw fish was mukta, and raw meat was not mukta. The shy is nowadays with sushi, that perhaps could change, and therefore there'd be loads of enough commitments. Number one, where you eat raw fish, you would have to make a shahakal now, because that's the ideal way of eating fish, or at least a ideal way of eating fish, and therefore it would be a shahakal, and therefore also it would not be muksa on Shabbos. Also, if a goy were to cook you up a piece of salmon, it would be a good shayla, is there an issa eating a piece of salmon? Because perhaps, as the salmon was edible raw because of sushi, perhaps it's called ne'echol chai, and there'll be no issa Bishul Akum. It's a good shayla, everyone should ask the local rabbi if it's no gay. Okay. Now, if you don't know what bracha to make, if you have a shayla what bracha to make, kufrutoy, you should make a shahakal. So we said, shahakal patters up everything. Now, it's not a blanket heter. You're not allowed to go and just be an ignoramus, never learn Hilchos Brachos at all, and spend your whole life just saying shahakals. Why not? So, the Mechaber says, imhu masupuk, boy, if you have a shayla in a fruit, I'm not sure what to do. Mavarech shahakal, the merumah and the end of simon reish base. You make a shahakal misofik. On that, says the Mishnah Berurah, it comes from a Gemara Brachos. Hainu achar shelomad ve'eino yochol levarim. That's only after you've learned the halachas and you are still unable to come to a conclusion as to what bracha this is. Examples would be, number one, if there's machlekas poiskim what to make on the food. You know what machlokas? He says shahakal. He says hadama. If you make a shahakal, that passes up both. Or if you have, we discussed last time, if you have a tarovis, if you have something, you have a mixture of foods. And the halacha we pass it is that you make one bracha on this mixture and you go basar roiv, unless there's a mazoinus there. If you said by cholent, you go with mazoinus, but you have, let's say, a goulash of meat and potatoes and it's one big mixture, one big cholent, and you're not sure which is a roiv, you're not sure which one to make a bracha on. So now I don't know what to do. If it's the roiv's potatoes, it'll be a hadama. And if the roiv is meat, I'll make a shahakal. So then, if you're not able to work out, yeah, you don't have, it's a very close fraction, and you're not sure what to do, then it's e'esh levare, you can make a shahakal mesofik. Because mesofik, you're always okay with your shahakal. Now, if you want to be a real lechatchila, you could eat the food before, different food separately, make a doma on a carrot, and make a shahakal on a drink, and then you'll patter up the shahakal. Okay. If there's any barley involved, we pass to make mazoinus on the whole mixture. Even if the meat, yeah.
So for instance, potatoes, where there's a machlokes, whether it's shahakal or hadoma.
If you're machlokes apaskim,
you're saying it's machlokes apaskim, therefore we should say shahakal.
Correct.
But people make hadoma.
Because it's not enough mainstream person. You need to have like, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chai Adam go one way, normally that's enough of a hachra that's not machlokes apaskim. If you learn the brachas, if you go with your mahalach, you'll only make shahakals your whole life.
That's why.
The machlokes about everything.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
That was going to be the next question.
Yeah, okay. There has to be among the mainstream consensus.
With the cholent, if you don't really want to make a bracha on a separate thing, you're only doing it because it's easy to make a bracha, you don't really want to eat it.
No, if you eat any food, and even if you don't want to eat it, any food apart from water, you have to make a bracha on it. Water we'll see only for thirsty, we'll get there soon. Any food, if you eat it, even though if your mummy forced you to eat the carrot, don't make a difference, you've got to make a bracha on the carrot.
Make an
adomo,
as I said, on the potatoes, some people...
Okay, that's not like what to make them feel. Some people hold you make shahakal. So again, they go with that mala that is a shahakal. But as I said, as long as the mainstream post holds adomo, you're good to go and you should make adomo and not worry about the fact that there are other post can... If it's enough of a mixture that in every spoonful you eat a bit of barley will come up, you'll make a mazoinus. As I passed in the Mishnah Berurah, there'll be a lot of Chai Adam who was told that if it's recognizable, different particles, different pieces of food, you'll make a few brachas. But we passed them Ikar Din at Mishnah Berurah to make one bracha on chont. Yes. Correct. I was talking about sashimi. If you're surrounded by rice, it's a good shayla or bracha to make. It gets very complicated. Depends on what your kavana is when you're eating it. If you're a sushi maven and you really just want to eat the fish and you need the rice just to get it down, it would be a shahakal. And a normal person who's not a sushi maven who likes to do everything, it's complicated. The chadchila, perhaps you should make a few brachas before you start. That would be a shahakal. The seaweed is probably a shahakal like the fish. But the rice is the problem. The rice is what surrounds it, really. Okay. Okay. Zot the Mishnah in Brachas Daf Mem Galud Omud Aleph. Now we're going to discuss a very interesting shayla that's going to come up from here. Do you make a bracha on medicine? If you're feeding your kid a flavored, strawberry-flavored Nurofen, should the kid make a shahakal first? No, don't shake your heads too vociferously, because we'd come out that you should. And also, should Listerine strips, do you make a bracha on Listerine strips? You know what Listerine strips are? It's a little strip you put in your mouth, and you don't really swallow it. It makes...
Yeah,
it dissolves, but it makes you have good breath, it tastes nice. Do you make a bracha on that? Okay, let's go. Says the Mishnah in Brachas Daf and Daldam with Aleph. Hashoyseh ma'ayim letzomoy. If you drink water to quench your thirst, mevarich shehakol nieh bedvorei. On that, some interesting, Reb Tarfon says, you should make a bo'in nefoshos before you drink water. According to the Mishnah, do you make a bo'in nefoshos before or after you partake in the drink? On that, some of the Gemara Paskins, what's halacha, do you pass Reb Tarfon or not? Says the Gemara, puk chazi mai amitva. Go out and see how the people are noig, and that is the halacha. That's in concept. And since people are noig to make a shahakal before, not a bo'in nefoshos before, that's halacha, and therefore we stick to our bo'in nefoshos after. Says the Mishnah, if you drink water l'tzomoy, to quench your thirst, you would make a shahakal. Says the Gemara, I'm in Dalabes the bottom. Lafuke mai. What's the tzomoy? Just say, Hashoise mayim mevarech shahakal. Says the Gemara, what's going on? Omar of Idi bar Ovin, Lafuke leman the chonkase umtsa. Lafuke someone who is choking and he has to have a drink to force the food down his throat. Such a person would not make a shahakal on the drink that he's taking, because he's not drinking to have benefit from it, to quench his thirst. He's drinking because he needs something to push something down his throat, and therefore he would not make a shahakal on this drink. You just drink the water, no problem. On that, says Tosfos, Dafka Mayim. That is only if you're talking about a drink of water. Water inherently doesn't have a good taste. Yeah, I know all the purists amongst you, what do you mean? Water's a good thing. That how you could drink Coke. But upon him, water in halacha doesn't really have a good taste. All that the mile of water is that it quenches your thirst. And therefore, were you to partake in water, not to quench your thirst, you're not having the ikka usage of water, you would not make a bracha. And the hana of the choking not called hana. Avoshah mashkin, Coke, oranges, shela oilam haguf nene mehen, that you do have hana from partaking in these drinks, b'chol inyan mevarich, you always make a bracha on them, even if you're only drinking them to get down something stuck in your throat. Okay, on that there's a Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perichet, there's a bracha, halacha aleph, he doesn't bring down the Lashon Mishnah exactly like the Mishnah says. He just says, if you drink water, not to quench your thirst, you wouldn't make a bracha if you're drinking water, not to quench your thirst. Question is, why did he say the chonkel umsa? Why did he not say the case of the Gemara? Why did he say more of an open-ended case, a case of shaloi l'ravoi tzomai? What's he coming to include? On that says the Biur Halacha. Chavetz Chaim brings down a few cases that he learned that the Rambam is coming to say you would not need to make a bracha. Number one, there's a concept. Let's say someone has a Sofik bracha, not sure if he's already made a bracha or not, I can't remember. So you can't really make a new bracha now because Sofik bracha is a hakam. So what you can do is, if your friend is about to partake in a food, you can say, listen, if you mind, you might see me with the bracha you're going to make, and with that I'll use my bracha. You're supposed to say Amen, you're not supposed to say bracha Rav Shemoy, and you can do that. Says the Rambam, says the Bialacha in the Rambam, were I to have a sofik if I'm a choyv and a shahakal or not? And I'll say to my friend, do me a favor, do you mind if you drink some water just to patter me up my bracha? If you're drinking just to make a bracha, just to patter up a friend, that's not called drinking, letzomoy, and you would not be allowed to make a bracha, and therefore if you do so, be bracha vatala, I wouldn't patter myself up at all. Case number one. Case number two.
What does tzomoy mean?
First.
No, because you're still hydrating.
Oh, so it's very good. It's clear from here that even the fact you're getting hydrated from water is not enough for a reason to make a bracha. That has to be the purpose of your drinking. Nafkamina, the dish we break down, some people on Erev and Kippur, they go wild. They drink hundreds of bottles of water. So it could be those drinks would not be mechuyev in a bracha. Who are they in the person break down? If someone has a dietitian who tells them, you have to drink 1 liter of water before every meal. And they don't want to, they're not thirsty. It's your tochen, say the poskim, you will not make a bracha on that because you're only drinking just for the dietitian, not because you're thirsty. I once had a big gadol in my house, the Moshe Modcha Karp, a huge Talmud Chacham. And he came to visit me, and we spoke in learning, he's about to leave. And I said, please, I want the Rav to make a bracha in my house. But the Rav is very stringent on what he eats. And therefore, I knew that, you know, I had drinks, in England we drink drinks without heksha on them because they're from the list. Yeah, an Israeli won't buy it, he has to see the hashra on the packet. But okay, I have kosher drinks, I have spring from Kosher King, it's Reuben, very, very good, you know, he doesn't drink Reuben, he said, he can't drink this. So I said, okay, do me a favour, drink a cup of water, it's kosher water, every hour water is kosher, drink water, make a bracha in my house. He said, no, he's not the tzomoy, he's not thirsty, he's only drinking to make a bracha in my house, that's not enough reason, the Rambam says, only for the tzomoy, that he wouldn't make a bracha, he left out bracha and that was that, okay.
Try whiskey.
Yeah, again. Now, the Tosfos. So now, anything you're drinking, we're saying, even if you're drinking it for a random reason, you're drinking orange juice just because you're choking, you make a bracha. Only water, which inherently has no taste, you only make a bracha if you drink it because you're thirsty. Says Tosfos, I'll repeat these lines. Tosfos says, any of a nar from it, near advarim. 1 second. Wrong Tosfos. Oh, Torah says anything that you're drinking the refuah. So if you're drinking a water the refuah, then the Chalami, you're not drinking the tzomay, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha. How says Tosfos? E isli hana mine any is Tosfos lamavavam dalas brachas any refuah, any medication that you partake in which gives you hana from it tastes good. Below your refuah, it has hana out the fact that it's making you feel better. Boi bruchi, you need to make a bracha. Therefore, tums. Yeah, know the tums that the kids try and eat even though they don't have any issue because they taste like winkies. Those tums. Or would you have to make a shahakal on because they taste nice? Who are then? I'd like to propose, and welcome to find people disagree, were you to feed a child a liquid strawberry Nurofen since they have hanar from it and it's not in water, it's something which inherently tastes nice, it's flavoured. You have to make a bracha on the liquid Nurofen. Okay. Now a regular pill, you don't make a bracha on. The regular pill, you have no hana from it at all, and it doesn't taste to anything at all, therefore, there's no bracha at all. But any sweetened pill which you're sucking, or you're chewing, or a Ricola for your throat, would a vada need a bracha because you're having hana from it. Now, on toothpaste, you don't make a bracha, right? Toothpaste is not a food. Yeah, even at Tzad, you could eat tray for toothpaste that doesn't need hachsha because it's pogum. It's like a moldy novella in halacha that it doesn't taste. It tastes disgusting. It's not edible. And therefore, meikadin, you don't need the hachsha on toothpaste. Yeah, Pesach is a different shmuz, but meikadin, you wouldn't need hachsha on toothpaste. Therefore, then mouthwash is not edible. You wouldn't make a bracha. However, Listerine strips are arguably edible. So yeah, you don't spit them out. Whatever you put in your mouth stays in your mouth and you swallow it. Therefore, there are many poskim, Rabbi Saul Belsky Berosham, who are of the opinion that when you eat a Listerine strip, you would have to make a brocha because it's something that you're having a tangible hana from it. You're sucking it, it tastes good, you swallow, you imbibe something from the Listerine strip, and therefore you would have to make a brocha. One more thing, chocolate is not so simple a brocha to make. Chocolate comes from cocoa beans. Cocoa beans come from a tree. Thing that comes from a tree, you make crepes. Now, don't say you changed it from what it looked like on the tree to what it looks like in the Cadbury's, in the elite packet, and therefore you should not be making our eggs because it's klar poskim. Something which is oymed lakach, the ikar way of eating our eggs is by grinding it into a powder. You still make our eggs on the powder. By besomim, it says that you eat some sort of besomim. If it's made for it, and therefore cocoa, kubshutay should have a shaila of being a ha'etz. Shem Zalman has arichas why it's not true. The Maisa is machlekas about it. The Maisa, we always said, when machlekas, 2 days, Shahakal wins, the minute you make Shahakal, Shkoyach, everyone for listening, have a good day. we make Shahakal with our coffee. Again, it's not so simple. Coffee is not a problem. Coffee is a cooked, it's cooked up. It might have been of a soup, which might be hard on, it's not a shahakal.
Phones as well must be on still.